Hey guys, my name is Rita B and welcome to my podcast, Faking Adulthood, where we talk all things about absolutely nothing because we don't know what we're doing. We don't know anything. Anyways, every week I'll be having a different co-host and we'll be talking about life and love and things and every single thing in between. Today, my co-host is... You guys are my co-host. Yes, we have a solo episode today. I'll be honest, yeah, I was really, really fighting against this solo episode, but everything was working against me. I had a guest and they cancelled at the last minute, but I was already at the studio. So I was like, you know what? Things have got to click. You get it? Like, I got to give this episode whether I have a guest or not. So today the stars aligned and it is a solo episode. You guys know how these episodes go, yeah? I'm just going to like talk about what's been on my mind. Yeah, what's been on my spirit. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to talk about it. And then I would love for you guys to join me in the comments. Don't leave me lonely. Do you know what I mean? What's that term? Is it something Billy? Not silly Billy. Not lonely Billy. Billy no friends. Billy no friends. I don't want to be a Billy no friends. Do you know what I mean? Like, I want us to just in the comments and let me know your thoughts and what you're thinking, all that kind of vibes. I love it when we chat. Do you know what I'm saying? Anyways, guys, a lot has been going on. First of all, before I even get into it, I always love to use a solo episode to actually like connect with my community and just connect with you guys who have been watching and listening. Can you believe there's actually been 33 episodes? 33 episodes. That's crazy to me. I can't lie. That is so crazy to me because I'm like, 33? How did that happen? But I'm so grateful to you guys who tune in every week. You're watching, you're listening, you're supporting me on the socials. Like, that's real love, okay? That's real, real love. And I really, really appreciate it. My baby's 33 years. No, okay, not 33 years old. Okay, we've just got 33 episodes, okay? We've got 33 episodes and counting. And we just love it. Do you know what I mean? Do you know I used to have another podcast before? And it was called The Big Picture Podcast. And it was like a business podcast where I'm talking to like business owners about their journey and, you know, how they deal with failure and all of that kind of stuff. And that show only got up to 19 episodes. So I've gone past my old podcast. So that's pretty cool. That's pretty amazing. But it's down to you guys as well. I'm so, so grateful for all the love, all the support. And yeah, I just feel it. Do you know what I'm saying? And I love it when you guys come up to me as well. And you're like, I listen to your podcast. And I'm like, ah, thank you. Thank you. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, thank you guys so much. You know the vibes. Yeah. I need to start my show with a complaint of the day. It's what gets me going. Do you know what I mean? It keeps me alive. I look forward to it, you know, to have a space to just complain. I have many complaints, yeah? I have so many complaints, right? But my complaint of the day today is people who do karaoke and use it as a time to perform, yeah? They use it as a time to perform. This is unacceptable, okay? If you are a fantastic vocalist, yeah, you've got one song. Do you get it? You've got one song, and as soon as everyone's like, woo, oh my days, wow, your voice, that's it. Do you get it? When you come on again, you have to, like, dumb it down. Do you know what I mean? Like, this isn't a Beyoncé concert. Do you understand? Like, I just feel like it's not a time for you to, like, show us all of your vocals, you know what I'm saying? Because you see, you might not know this about me, but even me too, I'm a vocalist. Do you know what I mean? I sing like an angel, but when it's time for karaoke, I bring it down a little bit so the room can feel comfortable. Do you know what I mean? Like we're just all having fun here. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't mind one song, show us what you can do. And then you have to pick another song that you don't know how to sing. Do you get it? So that the room can feel comfortable. You can't use this time to perform like you're at the O2 Arena. That's not the time. Do you get it? So my complaint of the day is that because, you know, I saw a performance recently and I just thought, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? Like, if you want to perform, go and book a studio. Do you know what I mean? This is karaoke. This is a place for friends. You know what I mean? It's a place for you to just sing anyhow. Do you know what I mean? If I'm doing karaoke, it's like, don't speak, you know, just what you're saying. I'm pretending, you know, because I have the voice of an angel. And if I wanted to outperform anyone, I could. But I won't. Do you know what I mean? And that's my complaint of the day. But I have to be honest, like the complaint, it stems from jealousy, you know, because obviously, although I do have the voice of an angel, it used to sound more angelic back in the days. But for some reason, I can't sing as good as I used to. So now when I hear people singing, I'm just like, it's not fair. How come you can still sing and my vocals, they're not up there? You know what I'm saying? So that's my complaint of the day. And I just want to add, I have another complaint of the day, yeah? And maybe it's more so a question, because I think I've asked this before, like, who has the right of way when it comes to the armrest on the train? Yeah. Who has the right of way? Because today I was on the train and I literally had to scoot right towards the left quite heavily, or it might have been towards the right. I think it was towards the right. Yeah. Towards the right. I had to like scoot into like a little corner because one guy was there and he had his hands firmly and fully on both armrests. That is unacceptable, yeah? It's unacceptable. You can't do that. It's like a silent rule of society. You can't have both armrests. Do you get it? Like, you can't. You have to pick one. You know what I'm saying? And there were so many moments where I wanted to, like, push his arm out of the way, and I couldn't. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that. And that is unacceptable, okay? There has to be a rule. I just think as society, there's these silent rules that people keep breaking. That's no way to live. How can you alone have two armrests when it's busy? What am I supposed to do with my arms? I want to rest my arms. Like, my right arm right now is aching me, yeah? It's aching me because I had to keep it to myself like this. Like, you know, you can't, if you're listening, you can't see, like, what I mean. But I had to, like, hold it towards myself because I couldn't rest my arms. And I have a right. I pay the same money as everyone else. And I have a right to at least one armrest. That is the rule. But this person decided to break that rule today, and it wasn't going to be my complaint, but it has to be said. It has to be said. As humans, we have to do better. Yeah, we have to do better. But that's my complaint of the day. I think it's a solid complaint, to be honest. If someone was here with me, they'll be like, you know what? That's a solid complaint. Both of them. Yeah? Both of them are solid, solid complaints. Also, you guys know, right now, I'm learning English again. You know, it's become something that I'm really passionate about, you know, learning new words and then being able to just drop it in random conversations, okay? So my word today is, let's see if I can pronounce this, mendacious. Okay, let's play it and see if I'm saying it right. I feel like I am. Mendacious? Okay, let's find it and see if we're saying it right. Wow, it's usually just here waiting for me. Hold on. Mendacious. Okay. Let's put the volume. Oh, wait. Sorry, guys. It's coming up any moment now.
Mendacious.
Yay! Should I say it again? Play it again?
Mendacious.
Mendacious. What does mendacious mean, you ask? Well, I will tell you. It basically means not telling the truth, lying. That's it. It's just another way to say that someone's lying. So it's like, oh, I can't really trust so-and-so because their behavior is quite mendacious. Or why are you listening to that tabloid? You know they're known for being mendacious, you know? And it's like, oh, don't you start, okay? I don't believe you because you're very mendacious. It's giving like, you're a storyteller. You're a liar. You're never telling the truth. Do you know what I mean? You're mendacious. I feel like mendacious like sounds way better. Like imagine someone saying mendacious, like instead of calling you a liar, they're just saying you're mendacious. Ooh, I feel like that's a very good word. I'm sorry. That's a very, very good word. Let me know in the comments if you're feeling this word, because I actually feel like, because one of the feedback, is that English? See what I mean? The feedback I've received in terms of like my word of the day is that I can't use it in everyday like sentences. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like mendacious, you can definitely like drop that. Do you know what I mean? Easily, I think. Personally, I could be wrong. Let me know in the comments what you think, yeah? But I could be wrong. Guys, woo! A lot's been going on, yeah? A lot's been going on this week. A lot's been happening, yeah? And you know what, yeah? Actually, I feel like September has been, like, a very, like, intense month for me. And I couldn't really tell you why, but one thing that really bothers me is the fact that, like, you can think that you've worked on something and that you're over it, and then something will happen that will trigger you and suddenly, boom, is back again. And you're like, what the hell? I thought I've dealt with you. I thought I was not even thinking of you anymore. Do you know what I mean? I'm talking about this personality thing. Do you know what I mean? And like, that's what I've really been dealing with, like, this month of like realizing that there's no like end to the things that we work on when it comes to us. Like every day, like we're literally growing up, we're learning new things about ourselves, we're rediscovering things about ourselves, and like we just shouldn't be hard on ourselves about it. And like I say this to you guys, but I'm saying it to myself really, because I feel like this month I just haven't really given myself like grace. Do you know what I mean? Like it's been very like, Rita, why are you still doing the same things you were doing 10 years ago? Like, have you guys ever, like, read your journal from, like, 10 years ago? And, like, you're still talking about the same shit. And you're like, it's been 10 years. How are you still, like, doing the same thing? Like, why haven't you changed in this particular area? And it's just so interesting. Do you know what I mean? But I feel like you have to give yourself grace. Because if you don't give yourself grace, who is going to give you the grace? Do you know what I mean? Like, who is actually going to give you the grace? So this month's been a quite intense, like, in my mind. Like, not outwardly, but literally, like, mentally, I've been like, I need to get my life together. I need to get my life together. And if you guys, like, follow me on different platforms, yeah, you will know that, like, I am constantly, like, it's time to get my life together. It's time to get my life together. And it's kind of like, when will life be together? When will it actually be together? Does it ever get together? I don't actually know, you know? I don't actually know. And I don't think it's necessarily a bad thing either. Do you know what I mean? Like, because who has their life together really? You know, from the outside, it looks like people have their lives together, but do they really? Yeah, do they really have their lives together? And that makes me think, like, life coaches, what qualifies that? And that's like a random tangent, but you guys know how it is when I do this, when I do these episodes. Because I was thinking, like, my issue with life coaches and therapists, yeah, is that therapists I don't actually mind. But see, with life coaches, yeah, I'm kind of just like, what qualifies you to tell me about my life? But also, I feel like I don't like it when life coaches or therapists do content, because I'm like, you're too normal for me. You're just like me, and then you're telling me what to do. But your life, is it together? You know, I don't know. But at the same time, if you present yourself like your life is together, then maybe I will get a life coach to just like get a bit of structure in my life. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. What do you guys think about life coaches? Because I'm just like, what qualifies you, especially in America? I feel like it's not really big here. And I don't mind if there's like a life coach and it's very like much, like it's niche. It's like niche. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's about your business, you know, and it's like helping you structure your business or that kind of life coach, I don't mind. But actual like life coach in terms of like, this is how you should be behaving, this is what you should be doing. I don't know, man. I don't know if I buy into it. I don't know if I buy into it. But anyway, back to like, yeah, September, it's just been very intense. Yeah, very, 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 very intense. And I've been thinking a lot about value and like what value looks like, what value means, and like how I value myself and like what lens do I see my value from. Oh, it's a little bit deep, isn't it? It's a little bit deep, but I've been thinking about that a lot because I feel like it's really, really important to like know where it's coming from. Do you know what I mean? It's like when they say, when it comes to critique, don't take it to heart, but also don't take compliments to heart either, because I feel like it can change at any moment. The people who are like bigging you up and they're like, oh my God, you're the best thing that's happened. You're so good. You're so funny. Da, 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 da. One day you now make a bad joke and you're cooked. And now you're getting cooked left, right, center, and you're done. And it's like, it could just happen like that. God forbid. It's not going to happen to me. But it's like, as humans, we're just so fickle. And it's like, if you allow yourself to only see your value through the lens of other people, you are cooked. It literally has to come from the inside. Like, how you see yourself, it literally has to come from the inside. And it's really hard because I feel like it takes bravery to be able to be like, yeah, I'm that girl. Yeah, I'm who I say I am. Yeah, like, this is who I am. Like, I don't care if you agree with me or not. Like, this is what I'm about. This is who I am. This is what I do. This is what I'm good at. This is what I'm great at. It takes bravery because there's a part of, in my head anyway, where I'm like, if I say I'm mad great at this, what if I'm not? You know, like when you take pictures of yourself, yeah? And then in like 10 years, you look at the pictures again and you're like, why did I dress like that? Why was my outfit like that? My hair, that did not suit me. But at the time, you felt like you were the baddest of the baddest. That's kind of how I see things sometimes. Like sometimes I find it hard to like really trust what I'm doing and trust that it's actually good. So of course it helps when people are also like affirming you. So I feel like there's nothing wrong with being affirmed, but it can't be the only thing. Do you know what I mean? And that's what I've been really like thinking about a lot, like the balance between you valuing yourself as a person and then you also being affirmed. But it can't just be you're relying on people to affirm you. You know, you have to be able to affirm yourself. So I've been really thinking about that recently. Do you know what I mean? And like, yeah, it's really like random, innit? But I feel like September is that month though to be quite reflective and like figure out, you know, where your head is at and what you want for the rest of the year. And what's really, really strange about September is that when September came, it felt like it was the end of the year. And I had to be like, wait a second, we still have a few months left. Do you know what I mean? It was like the goals that I had at the beginning of the year. When I got to September, I was like, what have I done this year? What? Okay, I guess we start again in January. And I was like, wait a second, why have we skipped October, November, December? Like, there's actually a final quarter left of the year. Like, let's not give up, okay? Let's keep going. Let's keep trying to attain these goals. But in my brain, I was like, anyways, let us be resting. It might be because a lot of my friends are on holiday this month. And a part of me is like, I should be on holiday as well. And that's another thing I've been thinking about. I've really been thinking about like this idea of like, if I don't plan a holiday for myself, there is no holiday. There's no holiday. And I've been talking from the beginning of this year, guys. I've been saying, I need a holiday, especially from like March. I'm like, I'm feeling like I'm going to burn out. I need a bit of a holiday, da, da, da. And have I booked it? Every time I go to sit down to try and plan something, I get distracted and I don't do it. Why is that? Why is it, yeah, that we keep saying there's things that we want to do, but we keep waiting for like the right time to do it? But it's like the right time never comes. Right? It never comes. Recently, guys, I bought a coffee machine. The best thing I could have done for myself, honestly. Like, so, oh, my coffee machine. Me and that coffee machine, yeah, we are 5 and 6, yeah? Let me tell you something. It's Nespresso? I think it's Nespresso. Me in English, you know me. Anyways, got a new coffee machine. Fantastic investment, honestly. Like, I feel like it just brings me comfort. I'll be in my room, like, I'll wake up and be like, oh, another day, look at the to-do list. Oh, so much to do. And I'm like, oh, I have a coffee machine. And you know what's crazy about this coffee machine, yeah? Basically, from like 2020 or like 2021, I've been like, I need a coffee machine. But I kept saying that I'm going to get a coffee machine once I move out, yeah? That's when I'm going to get a coffee machine. Have I moved out? It's 2024. I haven't moved out. And that's what I'm talking about. Keep waiting for a moment. It's kind of like when people wait for like, oh, I've got this beautiful dress that I want to wear, but I need to wait for a moment to wear it. The moment is today, yeah? The moment is today. Like, I feel like that's why so many people are unhappy. Like, I'm meeting so many people or talking to so many people and they are so unhappy. I feel like this is the most I've spoken to unhappy people in my life. Do you know what I mean? And I keep thinking like, what is causing people to not be happy? And I think, one, I think people don't have coffee machines, yeah? You don't have a coffee machine. And that's something, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you're a coffee girl, just having that coffee machine with the milk frother, wow. 10 out of 10 experience, honestly. And then this week as well, yeah, I bought like vanilla oat milk. Wow. Fantastic. Anyways, people are so unhappy. And I think it's because we keep waiting for moments to do things. And these moments, they're not coming. We have to create these moments. And my mum was like to me, why are you waiting to move out to get a coffee machine? When you move out, you will take the coffee machine with you. And I was like, you know what, sis? You are right. You are right. And I was saying to myself, why don't I call my mom for more advice? Do you know what I mean? It's like you become an adult, yeah? And you just feel like, oh, no, I can handle this. Oh, no, I'm good. But honestly, my mom be dropping some gems. And I'm like, I need to call my mom. I mean, I talk to my mom like every other day anyways. But I'm like, I need to call you more. Yeah, I need to get more advice. Because when she said it, I know what I said is so simple. But it's something about when she said it, I was like, duh. I can just take it with me. Like, it's not that deep. Like, what are we actually waiting for? Do you know what I mean? Like, I just think there's just these random things that we're like saving and, you know, oh, I want to go on this holiday, but I just want to wait until it's this. I want to go to this place, but I want to wait until I have a partner. I want to go here, but I want to wait until it's a girls' trip. Why? Why? Like, what is the actual reason? Even like down to like how we do our hair as like black women, for example. And we're like, oh, I'm wearing this wig because I'm protecting my hair. What are you protecting your hair from? What are you protecting it from? Oh, yeah. Protective hairstyles, you know. I can't have my hair out. Why? Why can't you have your hair out? And also, like, when is the moment that you do have your hair out? Because really and truly, like, you've been doing protective hairstyles for 45 years. When does your hair come out? And this is not to say that protective hairstyles are bad. They're not. And like, I'm talking to myself as well. Like, there was a time where I just wouldn't have my hair out. I was like, oh, I'm protecting it. Oh, I don't want to damage it. Oh, I don't want to do this. And it's like, let your hair be out if you want it to be out. If you want to silk press it. Like, let your hair be free. Like, what are you protecting it from? Like, who are you protecting it from? Do you know what I mean? And now, instead of getting braids, we're doing braided wigs. Why? Why? Why are you doing braided wigs? What's going on? It's too much. I mean, I get it. Like, if you have, like, really, like, short hair and you're like, oh, I want to know what it's like to have braids. Cool. Do your thing. Like, I don't... What's it got to do with me? I don't care. If it looks good, it looks good. But my thing is, when it's like you actually have the hair to do the braids, but you're like, oh, protective hairstyle. I don't get it. I just don't get it. Be free with your hair. Hair grows back by God's grace. I feel like there's a time where when it doesn't grow back and when you hit that stage, then yeah, I hear it. But before then, you have to live, you know? Let your hair be free. Like, do what you want. Like, I don't know. I'm just in that space of like, yeah, like, what are we waiting for? What the hell are you waiting for? Duh, 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 duh. Duh, duh, duh. Who is that? Jay-Z. Yeah. See how I just break into song like randomly? I feel like I'm like a walking musical, like low-key. But yeah, I'm just in this space of like, just make things click. Like, I have to make things click for myself. And I just think I've kind of like grown up with this idea of like, someone is coming to save me. And every day I'm learning that no one's going to save me, innit? Do you know what I mean? Because you know what it is? No matter what you say you're waiting on, life continues to go by. And I think that's the scariest thing for me. And that's what causes me to keep being on the move. Because if you decide, do you know what? I'm just going to wait until I execute this idea. I just want to get it right. I just want to make sure it clicks. I'm just going to wait. Life goes by anyways. Do you know what I mean? So you'd be waiting and then it's been 2 years, it's been 3 years and you're like, what the hell? Like, when did this happen? Do you know what I mean? But life just continues regardless if you get the coffee machine or not. Like, life goes on. But all it is like, it's years without the coffee machine. Sorry, I keep talking about the coffee machine, but I'm just thinking of all the money I've spent, you know, on coffee when I could have just had a coffee at home. It got to a point, yeah, where instant coffee just wasn't clicking for me. And then I would like order coffee on Deliveroo. Oh God. So bad. So bad. And such a waste of money. Don't be like me. That's actually so bad. Ugh. Terrible. But yeah, been thinking about that a lot. Also, oh my God, really random, yeah? But right now, I feel like a DJ. Yeah. I feel like I have this really, really big responsibility. As you know, like on one of my episodes, I shared a story time about when I was walking up the escalators and honestly my life flashed before my eyes because obviously my lace got caught in the escalators, right? And at the time, as like I was trying to figure out how to remove my leg, right? I was listening to music. Yeah, I was listening to music. And it was, if you do, 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 and you will find me time after time. If you know, da, 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 I will be waiting time after time, right? And that was playing in my ears, noise cancelling as my laces were caught, right? So obviously I said the story and my playlist is called Oyinbo Music That Makes You Feel Alive. If you're not Nigerian, yeah, what Oyinbo means is white people music that makes you feel alive. Oyinbo is white. So essentially the title is white people music that makes you feel alive. Oyinbo music that makes you feel alive, yeah? And honestly, that's what I was playing. So obviously I shared that. People were asking for the playlist. So I shared it on my stories and I've got a lot of saves, guys. I've got a lot of saves on this playlist and it feels very exposing. Do you know what I mean? And it feels like I now have this responsibility to build this playlist to make sure that, you know, I mean, right now the playlist is about 2 hours long. It's about 2 hours long. And I think that's a really good, you know, it's a good amount of time for a playlist. But I feel like we can go deeper. Do you know what I mean? So I feel like I have this huge responsibility to really like create this playlist for the people them. You know, I feel like right now, if you have that playlist saved, right, I feel like I am your personal DJ. Yeah. And I want you to know that I don't take this lightly. Yeah. And I will continue to create that playlist and make it the best playlist of all time. Oyinbo music that makes you feel alive. And every time you listen to that playlist, it will make you feel alive, okay? I've got fantastic songs there. Do you know what I mean? Like I said, if time after time. And then what else have I got there? Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Somebody, if you're not the one. Da, 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 da. She's so lucky. You get it? That was my trailer for the playlist. Fantastic. It's on Spotify. Come and save it. Do you know what I mean? And I will be your personal DJ. But yeah, that's about my playlist. What else has been going on? What else has been happening in my mind? Guys, so my friend put me onto American Crime Story, right? It's on Disney Plus. Let me tell you guys something. Yeah, let me tell you guys something. I've got a lot to say about this, actually. First of all, right? Between 1994 and 1997, yeah, it was a very chaotic time in society. And I actually don't think a lot of you have deeped how chaotic it is. And I feel like it's as chaotic as it is right now in 2024. Ever since, yeah, Cat Williams went on that podcast and did that whole thing, yeah, on Shannon Sharpe's podcast, yeah, nothing has been the same. Yeah, nothing has been as the same. It's been chaos after chaos after chaos after chaos, yeah. I feel like another time was 1994, yeah, to about 1997. So much happened and I didn't realize. So OJ Simpson, yeah. Let me tell you something. I've never really gotten into the OJ Simpson thing. I have no idea why. I know it's really old news, but that man did that shit. He actually did that shit. And when I watched American Crime Stories, I think it's called OJ Simpson versus the People, yeah. I was like, is everyone smoking crack? Like, what do you mean he didn't do it? Like, what do you mean he got away with it? What do you mean people are actually questioning whether he killed his ex-wife and her friend? Who else would have done it? Who else did it? Like, OJ did that shit, right? And I was like, what? Could you imagine, yeah, if we had, like, Twitter during those times? If we had, like, TikTok during that time, the commentary all around it would have just been insane. So I'm watching OJ Simpson versus the People, right? And I'm like, this is fantastic television, but I cannot believe that this happened in real life, in real time, right? So imagine that's happening. Then also there was the assassination of Gianni Versace, right? That was also happening around the same time. Like, randomly, this man got assassinated. And imagine, like, Versace was, like, up there. So imagine the owner just getting assassinated outside of his house by some random guy that was just randomly obsessed with him. And he was, like, essentially a serial killer. which is just insane to me. And I was thinking, like, not that we should have a serial killer, but we haven't had a serial killer in recent times, have we? Like, I mean, that's a good thing. I don't want any. Do you know what I mean? God forbid, please let it stay like that, unless we're just not hearing about it. But yeah, anyways, that was like a random thought that I had. But on top of that happening, this same time bracket, Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky was also happening around the same time. Guys, how insane is that? You got OJ Simpson, you got the assassination of Gianni Versace, and you've got Monica Lewinsky, a woman, an intern that was having an affair with the president of America. They done Monica Lewinsky so dirty, it's unbelievable. It's actually unbelievable. She was literally a child. Literally a child. And Bill Clinton, he didn't get in trouble for that enough for me personally, because I think he still got to do two terms after that, which is insane to me. Absolutely insane. Sorry, guys, it's just really random. But you know me, like, I be watching these TV shows, and like, these TV shows are like education to me. I was like, huh? What a time to be alive. What a time to be alive. Those shows are so good. You need to watch it. I didn't really like season two. So the assassination of Gianni Versace, I didn't really like that show. I don't know why. I thought it was a tiny bit boring. But OJ versus the People, mwah, very good. And the Monica Lewinsky story, which is season three of American Crime Stories, mwah, very good. Very, very good. You guys should definitely, definitely check it out. Apparently, there's also The Office Australia coming. I saw the trailer for that and I was like, let's wrap this up, but also I will watch it. Do you know what I mean? I will watch it to just see what the vibe is. But I'm just, yeah, what a time to be alive, man. I can't believe OJ. I know he's passed now, right? I guess rest in peace, I guess. But I can't believe he got away with that. He really, really got away with that. And I don't understand. Well, he still ended up going to prison, so maybe he didn't get away with it. Anyways, sorry, that's just very, very random. But yeah, that's, I watched that recently and I was like, what a time to be alive. Don't you guys feel like this year has been really intense? I feel like this year has been the year of the fall of the celebrity. Do you know what I mean? And it's weird because I feel like a couple of weeks ago I was saying that I feel like celebrities need to become celebrities again. Like, I feel like they become like too accessible, and they're not like celebrities, but maybe actually celebrities do need to be dismantled because they just get away with too much. Like, this Diddy thing is insane, but I'm so glad that he going to jail. Yeah, he's going to jail, and that's very, very good. But to think of like how long he's been getting away with it, essentially because he has money and power, is so scary to me and so insane. But that's just the way life is. Like, recently I watched Blink Twice and it's shot beautifully. Like, the acting's great. There was a few plot holes, but the main thing that I got from that is just the fact that that situation that happens in Blink Twice could happen to anyone, most people, because of the obsession with people who have money, people who are popular, people who have power. Do you know what I mean? Like, because we were talking about it after we watched it, me and my friends, and we were like, if you were at a party, yeah, and you were having the best time of your life, like it was vibes, and it was this like really exclusive party, and like all the people that you love are there, and it's just like a vibe, yeah? And then at the end of the night, one of the people you've been hanging out with, which is probably like a celebrity, like someone really cool, like, you know, like Damson Idris, or like just someone that's like young and hip and really cool, came up to you and was like, what are you guys doing now? Do you guys want to take the private jet and go to this island? Don't lie. Don't lie. Don't lie, yeah? You're going to say yes. Don't lie. Yeah? If Damson Idris was like to you, oh, yeah, when it comes to this island, like, we're going to continue the party. This island, da-da-da-da-da. Don't worry, like, there's clothes over there. I've got you, da-da-da-da. Don't lie. Don't lie. You might think about it, innit? You might think about it. But it's mad. Because what if, I should not have used Damson, to be honest, but, like, let's just say a celebrity. But what if they just weren't a celebrity? Like, what if they were just mad? Like, that's how you would have been caught up in a madness. Because you were just so fascinated with this person who is a celebrity and they have money and they have power. Like, it's just crazy. And that's what kind of made Blink Twice good, because I feel like it kind of exposed that Hollywood culture and how sometimes we're not and like how easy it is to get caught up in that world. And suddenly, because if a stranger came up to you in the street, someone that you didn't know, and they were like to you, hey, what are you doing? I think you're really pretty. Do you want to come on holiday with me? You're going to be like, are you smoking crack? I don't know you. You could be a psycho. You can be a killer. You could be whatever. Do you know what I mean? You could literally be insane. Like, I would never do that. But it's interesting that if it was a Hollywood star and you at this cool party and the vibes are just vibing, you might just consider it. And that is what is mad. And the thing is, anyone that's listening to this or watching this, you might be at home like, no, I would never. But pause and think about if it was your celebrity crush. Literally your celebrity crush. And he or she was like, come, it'll be a vibe. Or let's come to this after party. It'll be a vibe. You might consider it. Because even if, like, you might just consider it just for the plot, just for the storyline, just for you to be able to go home and tell your friends, like, oh my days, like, can you believe, like, what I got up to this weekend? It was crazy. I was with so-and-so and it was a vibe. Was it a vibe? Now you're kidnapped. And now they're spraying perfume on you to forget your memories. That's another thing I was actually thinking about, yeah. If there was a way that you could forget the last 3 months by spraying yourself with something, would you do it? Would you do it? And I was really thinking about that. And I feel like next week when I have a co-host, I'm definitely going to ask them, like, would you actually do it? Or maybe, like, not the last 3 months, but what if, like, you were allowed to, like, pick a year and if you spray yourself, you're able to forget what happened in that particular year. Maybe it was, like, traumatic or whatever, and you're able to just forget it. Would you? I don't know if I would. Because then my friend was like, you forget the good as well. But then I was like, you just create more good. Do you know what I mean? Like, imagine that person that you dated that basically nearly tried to ruin your life. If you could just spray a perfume where you're not going to remember them again, would you do it? A part of me feels like I might do it. Simply because, like, I feel like there's someone who I dated in my early 20s who essentially shifted my brain chemistry in how, like, I view love and how I view relationships and da 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 da. If I could spray a perfume for me to forget that person and forget everything that comes with it, like, the quote-unquote trauma is a dramatic word to use. It's not really trauma, but just kind of forget that and just, like, have a reset and have a new, like, first love or new first connection. Would you do it? I don't know. Maybe I would. I would want to trial it. I would want, like, a trial period. Do you know what I mean? That would be cool. That would be so cool. Could you imagine a life, yeah, where you can, like, kind of pick different scenarios and then you click a button and you could just have a trial period just to see what it looks like. Give me 14 days, yeah? 14 days in this moment to see if I really, you know, if I really want it, if I'm really into it. I feel like that's, like, perfect for someone that's, like, indecisive, innit? A trial period. But we get a trial period for everything else, do you know what I mean? Like, before you, when you download an app or whatever, like a TV streaming service, they'll be like, okay, here's 7 days free trial, you know, 14 days free trial. That would be great if we had, like, a 14-day free trial for adulthood. Like, do you opt in or do you opt out? Yeah? Or do you just want to be 25 forever? No, absolutely. You couldn't pay me to go back to my 20s, though, to be fair. Yeah, you couldn't pay me to go back. I ain't going back. I can't go back. I've been talking bare. Like, what am I even talking about? Just, as you know, just random thoughts. Just random things I've been thinking about. Been thinking about love a lot recently and, like, what it means and, like, how do we go about attaining it? Been thinking about that a lot. Why have I been thinking about it? I'm trying to think what triggered it. I think it's just this, like, I just find dating so interesting, you know? And I feel like I talk about this a lot where it's like, it's so hard to date now because both sides are scared, right? And someone just wanting someone to just take the risk, but then you're also just, like, cautious of that risk. It's just very, like, I don't know. Maybe there's, like, a lot of overthinking involved, maybe, perhaps. it's just really interesting. But you know what has shifted my brain chemistry completely? And I think this is good for like people who are in the delusion of life. Like, you know, my Delulu babes, I think this is perfect for you, right? And myself, because I can be quite Delulu, you know? Your soulmate is going to want to date you. Do you get it? Like, your soulmate is actually going to date you. And this is what I mean, yeah, by this. Because I think there's, like, this Delulu thing in my mind sometimes that, like, if I meet someone and maybe I like them. No, not maybe. I meet someone and I like them, right? But for some reason, it's not clicking. It could be, like, he's not really, like, asking me out, or he's not being consistent, or he just sees me as a friend or whatever, right? In my brain, I'm like, oh, maybe he's just busy. Or maybe, like, he doesn't see what I see. Or maybe, you know, he's just not ready for a relationship. That's why he's not really trying to date me right now, yeah? Or maybe it's even a spiritual thing, you know? Maybe there's someone out there that is trying to be a hindrance and doesn't want me to be in a relationship. Guys, your soulmate will want to date you, yeah? And I feel like you will know them by their fruits. I feel like that's a very, like, simple principle to live by, right? One, your soulmate would want to date you. Because essentially, if they're your soulmate, and that, I'm just using the word soulmate, yeah? They're going to feel that connection as well. And whether there are things that, you know, it might be circumstances that maybe they don't feel ready or whatever, because they feel that connection, I believe that they're going to want to try the same way that you want to try, right? Also, what are the fruits, yeah, of this interaction that you're having with this person, right? I feel like the first fruit of someone that you should like is essentially connection, right? There should be a romantic connection. Why is it only one person is having a dream that this person is the one? Do you know what I mean? You can't come to me and be like, oh yeah, Rita, I had a dream that you're the one for me. Okay, why didn't I have the dream? Like, surely I should feel the same way, right? Surely, like, God doesn't want me to be in a situation where essentially I'm in a relationship that I don't want to be in. There's no connection. I don't want to be there. That doesn't even, like, make any sense. Do you know what I mean? So essentially, like, the fruit of this interaction should be connection. It should be we both like each other. And the challenges should be not that. That shouldn't be the challenge of does this person like me or not. Like, if you're having to question, does this person like me? Does he want to be with me? Then he's not the one. He's not the one. And I think that's just a way to just simplify it, like, and move on with our lives. Because honestly, living in this bubble of, like, maybe he just doesn't know it yet. Maybe one day, no, that one day is not going to come. I mean, obviously, there's moments in the films, innit? Do you know what I mean? Where, like, oh, he's fighting his feelings. He's fighting his emotions. But I feel like it has to be the films. Like, I feel like that is, like, a rare occurrence. But do you want to be with someone that doesn't feel, not immediately, but there just needs to be a connection on both sides? Like, you want to be with someone that actually wants you, you know, not a person that's just settling for you because you're there at the time, you know? There needs to be an excitement, a vibe. So I've been thinking about that a lot. I'm just like, just hearing different stories, and not even just like from myself, really, just around me. I'm just like, guys, like, it doesn't need to be this complicated. And it feels like I'm really just bothered by the fact that, like, I haven't been invited to any weddings this year. Why? I'm not happy about this. Like, what's going on? Me too, I want to tie headgear. Do you know what I mean? I want to go to the traditional wedding, dash some dollars. I can't lie. I used to find traditional weddings a little bit boring. I'm not going to lie. But now that I've had a break from them, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go back. Do you know what I mean? Like, more marriages and all of that kind of stuff. But I don't know. Just random thoughts. Random thoughts. And I feel like I'm going to watch this back. And I'm going to be like, am I making sense? But I'm just going by, like, what's in my mind. Have you guys noticed? I haven't even been looking at my notes because I'm literally just going with the vibes. What's coming to my mind? You know, what's been going on? But essentially, it's just been a whole heap of just random things that I've been thinking about in this month of September. But I'll round it all up to say this. Guys, please don't wait for certain things to occur before you do the things that you love and the things that you enjoy. Also, don't let your life just be work, home, work, home, work, home, work, home. I think the reason why a lot of people also aren't happy is because there's no room for hobbies anymore. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you have a hobby? Like, something that you do that's like, it's not content, it's not anything. It's just something that you do that you just enjoy for yourself. Like, I know, like, there was one point that I was learning how to play tennis. And it wasn't for content. It was just like, I wanted to learn a new skill. Do you know what I mean? I wanted to have, like, a new hobby. Do you know what I mean? And I feel like sometimes it's just not enough of that. And I feel like as adults, we have to be, like, super, super intentional about what makes us happy. And it's one of those things, like, I actually had to make a list of, like, what makes me happy. And every time I'll be happy about something, I'll just add to that list. Because it just, sometimes you forget, you know, work is working, life is life in, do you know what I mean? And you just forget in the moment. When you're feeling sad, you do forget what makes you happy. And I find that, like, when I'm able to look at that list, I'm like, oh, okay, gisting with my friends, that makes me happy. I need to go and holler at my friend and go and spend some time with her. Oh, going to this restaurant or going to the theater or just going for like a walk in nature, that makes me feel happy. Going for Pilates, that makes me feel happy. Just, do you know what I mean? I don't know. I just think that's really important because I want more people to be happy, you know? Like, yeah. I just want more happiness for all of us, you know? Because being an adult is tough. And I know that this year has been tough for like a lot of people, especially if you're creative. Oh, Lord. It's been really, 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 really tough. Yeah. And I get it. It's a lot going on. But I feel like we need to just work on just finding pockets of joy is essentially what I'm trying to say. You know, pockets of joy, things that make us happy, things that allow us to just crack on with life. Do you know what I mean? It might be Oyinbo music that makes you feel alive. It might be that coffee machine. It might be like that random day trip somewhere that you've always wanted to go. I don't know. It might be going to the zoo. I actually have no idea, but I just think it's really important to not rely on happiness coming from other people. It needs to, I don't know. Does that even make sense? Happiness comes from other people. Because it can come from other people, essentially, if you spend time with them and stuff. But yeah, I mean, just knowing the things that make you happy and striving to create time for those things. And it's hard to do when you're trying to work to survive, you're trying to work to like pay your rent, pay your bills, da, 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 da. But at the end of the day, life is long and short and it can't be spent just working, 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 working. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, that's all I have to really say today. I don't even know if this episode, if anything I said made any sense, but I hope that it did. And until next time, I don't know when my next solo episode will be, but yeah, thank you so much for listening, for watching. You know the vibes. Please make sure you share, like, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And, you know, I don't want to be your secret lover. I want to be your main thing, okay? So please keep on sharing, keep on commenting. And, yeah, I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Bye.